It's not a game. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last week, we had that uplifting moment when both parties came together to condemn the attempted assassination of Republican members of Congress. There was an outbreak of sportsmanship, Democrats and Republicans shaking hands like ordinary human beings, and it felt good. I heard people wonder, why can't it always be like that, where you play hard, then shake hands afterwards? And the reason is because baseball's a game, and governing is not. The stakes are a little higher. And the team roster is picked by voters who tend to respond to fear. And so, despite the appeals to tone things down, in Georgia's 6th congressional district race, which has become the latest referendum on Donald Trump, an independent group released an attack ad that pretty much mocked the idea that the shooting would change anything.
Now the unhinged left is endorsing and applauding shooting Republicans. When will it stop? It won't if John Ossoff wins on Tuesday.
Both candidates condemn the ad, but it's protected by the First Amendment. And the only antidote is raising up voters who don't respond to stuff like this. I thought that Matthew Skinner, who gave the senior address at the Hobart College commencement, put it pretty well.
Don't silence those who have been silenced their whole lives. Often it's the quiet person in the corner who has the best stuff to say. And lastly, for the love of God, shut up and listen.
Maybe someday we'll get to vote for him. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.